Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Star Cement Limited Q1 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Navin Sahadeo. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Laiba. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all to the Q1 FY25 earnings call of Star Cement. We have with us, from the management, we have with us Mr. Tushar Bhajanka, Deputy Managing Director, and Mr. Manoj Agarwal, the CFO of Star Cement. So without any further ado, I hand over the floor to Tusharji for his opening comments. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, all. My name is Tushar Bhajanka, and I'm the Deputy MD of Star Cement. I would like to welcome you all to the earnings call of Q1. I have our CFO of the company with me. He will run you through the numbers of Q1, and then we can start with the Q&A session. Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, friends. This is Manoj Agarwal, CFO of Star Cement. Very good afternoon. I, on behalf of Star Cement Limited, welcome you all to our phone call for discussing our number of Q1 FY25. I would just like to clarify that we will be discussing on the historical number, and there is no invitation to invest. Having said that, now I will just take you through the Q1 number. Starting from clinker production, during the quarter ended June 2024, we have produced 6.86 lakh tons of clinker as against 7.27 lakh tons same quarter last year. So far as cement production is concerned, we have produced 11.80 lakh tons this quarter, which is almost same as compared to same quarter last year. Now, I will take you through sales volume. During the quarter, we have sold 11.54 lakh tons of cement and negligible quantity of clinker as against 11.54 lakh tons of cement and 0.11 lakh tons of clinker same quarter last year. This is as far as cement and clinker sale is concerned. As far as geographical distribution of cement is concerned, in Northeast, we have sold around 8.50 lakh tons as against 8.36 lakh tons during same quarter last year. And as far as outside Northeast is concerned, we have sold 3.04 lakh tons of cement this quarter as against 3.29 lakh tons same quarter last year. In terms of blend mix, it is almost 9% of OPC, and the rest is PPC. These are the quantitative numbers of the quarter. Now, I will take you through the financials. The total revenue figure this quarter is around 736 crore as against rupees 755 crore same period last year. As far as EBITDA figure is concerned, this quarter we have done an EBITDA of around rupees 118 crore as against rupees 138 crore last year. The decrease in EBITDA is mainly on account of outside clinker purchase during this quarter, which has an impact of approximately 28 crore. PAT is 31 crore in this quarter as against 93 crore last year. The decrease in PAT is mainly on account of increased depreciation due to capitalization of company's subsidiary cement grinding unit at Guwahati and company's clinker plant at Lumshnong, Meghalaya. On per ton EBITDA front, it is 1,018 during this quarter as against 1,185 per ton same quarter last year. This is what our quarterly numbers are. Now, I request all of you that if you have any query, you can ask the same, and I will request Navinji to moderate the query wherever it requires. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, first, a couple of data points: trade share, premium share, lead distance, and kcal cost in Q1.
Okay.
Yes. So the trade share in Q1 was about  84%. The non-trade, of course, was 16%. The premium sale was at 9.2%. And what was the third one that you?
Lead distance and kcal cost.
Okay. So the lead distance was about 207 km. And the kcal cost was 1.5 rupees GCV.
Okay. Sir, now in this quarter, we have seen just a marginal 1% kind of a decline on the volume, and we were looking at close to 18%-20% for this year. So the ask rate for 9 months is more than a 27% kind of a number. So how do we now look at in terms of full year volume?
So this quarter was exceptionally bad. The reason being the monsoon and the election, right, which, of course, broke the momentum of the market. Even right now, the monsoon in Northeast is pretty hard. It is much worse than last year in Northeast, the monsoon. So I think that is why the revenue numbers look subdued. So our expectation of the volume that we would be able to do this year would definitely get revised because of the bad quarter one that we had in terms of the revenue growth. Though despite the bad monsoon in Northeast, we have grown in Northeast by about 3%. But we have degrown in outside Northeast by about 8%. So in Northeast, we did see a marginal increase in the volume and the revenue, but it got diluted because of the degrowth outside.
So for full year now, how we look at in terms of volume growth?
So in terms of volume growth, in the coming 3 quarters, we can expect a volume growth of about 14%-15%. That is what our expectation is. So we're bringing it down, our volume growth target from 18%-20% to a 15% for the coming 3 quarters.
Okay. Okay. And in terms of the profitability, particularly, so last time we were looking at 1,550 kind of EBITDA per ton for this year. So obviously, this quarter is close to 1,000 rupees. So two things to understand there. So one is, what was the EBITDA per ton outside Northeast? And now, in terms of the pricing, how are the pricing both in Northeast and outside Northeast? And given the cost, is there particularly cost? There are two, three line items where the cost actually has gone up, maybe because of the new clinker unit. So particularly, the RM cost has gone up. So if you can help us understand how now the cost one can look at as the utilization picks up. So and finally, then how we look at in terms of the EBITDA per ton for full year.
Yes. So I mean, if I break the question into different halves, right? First, I think the pricing, of course, in East is declining. So outside Northeast pricing is declining. It has fallen. Even after quarter one, it has fallen by about 12-13 rupees on the EBITDA level. The NCR has fallen by about 12-13 rupees. That is for East, which includes West Bengal and Bihar, and also Northeast. And I think that is a trend throughout other areas of East as well. In terms of the target for 1,500, there were two, three factors which led to us believing that we will be able to achieve 1,500 rupees EBITDA per ton, which we still maintain. The reason why the profitability this quarter is low for Star Cement is because we bought 30 crores worth of clinker from outside because our clinker plant that we commissioned in April had some technical difficulties due to which it was not able to produce clinker till end of May. So we had to buy clinker from outside, and that is the main reason why Star Cement's profitability has declined. So the impact was roughly about 30-32 crores. That is almost about 250 rupees per ton impact, right? If we add that to the EBITDA per ton, which is about 120 this quarter one, we add that 250 rupees per ton, then we see that it is coming closer to 1,300. On top of that, there was a 6 crore political donation this quarter, which I do not see it repeating in the coming quarters. So that again had an impact. The second impact, the third impact was of the manpower cost, because we have capitalized, so some of the project costs are coming into the operation now. So we are taking steps to control our manpower costs, and with that, I do see a positive uptick in the EBITDA. The main factor is that the GST benefit that we are supposed to get in Assam, you know, because in the quarter one, the input credit was getting adjusted. So only in June 15th did we actually start getting our SGST benefit from Assam. And from quarter two onwards, we will see the full effect of the SGST benefit. So despite the fact that the market prices are going down, we do still anticipate that in the year-round figure, we would be able to kind of close it at about 1,500 rupees per ton EBITDA.
Okay, that's great. So broadly, just trying to further harp on the costing front. Obviously, you mentioned 30 crore-32 crore kind of a clinker that we bought and the staff cost. So if you can help us in terms of both on in terms of the staff cost, also this 62 crore kind of a quarterly run rate, how much reduction can we look from the Q2? And now, have we now stopped the clinker purchasing so that the cost will start coming in? So broadly, whatever the increase now we are looking at to reach a 1,500 or kind of EBITDA per ton, is it mainly entirely from the cost reduction that we are looking at?
Yeah, I mean, there are two, again, two major factors, and then there are smaller ones. One major factor is that we don't have to buy clinker anymore, right? So the 32 crore or 30 crore-32 crore expenditure that we made, right, is now not to be incurred anymore, right? That in itself increases your EBITDA per ton by 250 rupees. Then the other factor is the SGST benefit, right? That SGST benefit would have an effect of about 300 rupees per ton, weighted average, across on the overall volume, right? So that 300 rupees again is a significant chunk, right, which will be added in quarter two onwards. So these two factors, of course, you know, take you to the number of about 1,500. Then there are additional savings that we can make, right? Like, of course, the kiln that we've put right now is a bigger kiln. It will take another 3-4 months to fully stabilize and for us to get the cost benefit, variable cost benefit, benefits from it. So we will be, you know, shutting our inefficient kiln and operating the bigger one. So there would be heat rate benefits that we expect. We expect power consumption benefits. We expect some reduction in the fixed cost, which includes the manpower cost. We like how you mentioned, 62 crore run rate. We do expect that run rate to reduce, right? So I do expect that run rate, you know, the increase in the manpower cost to be about running at a run rate of about 45 crore rather than 62 crore. So there would be a saving from there as well. So we do see savings from different avenues, but the two main avenues is that we don't have to buy clinker, and the second one is that we will get the SGST benefit.
Okay, that's great. Lastly, in terms of how much CapEx we have done in Q1, and for full year, we were looking at 1,000-odd crore. So that still remains, and what's the net debt level, and how do we look at by end of FY 2025?
Yeah. So in Q1, we did about 110 crore of CapEx. You know, our estimate for the year remains to be about 835 crore, in which we have already done 110 crore. Our debt right now is about 240 crore, which by the end of the financial year, FY 2025, we expect it to be about -350 crore.
Okay, this is a gross debt and not the net debt we are seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the total debt position will be as of end of the March, will be around 350 crore. We are estimating right now.
Okay, okay. Great. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
But maybe somebody else will ask, so I had more questions, so just continuing. So in terms of the incentive, we were looking at 150, 160 odd crore for this year and next year 200 odd crore GST benefit. So in Q1, how much we have booked, you, as you mentioned, from only 15 June, and so full year, will that number remains the same?
Yeah, so the GST benefit that we got overall in Q1 was about 10.9 crores, right, which of course from Q2 onwards will increase significantly, as mentioned. I think the number of 10.9 crores in Q1 would start touching from Q2.
Okay, great. And in terms of 12 megawatt WHRS, which was supposed to start by August, September, so what's the status for that? And also recently, I think we have done some tie-up for the solar. So if you can explain on that part.
Yeah, so the WHRS we are expecting to get from October onwards. So there are two phases of the WHRS. The first one will be commissioned in October. The second one will be commissioned by end of November. So this is for the WHRS of Q9.
Okay. So this will be 66 megawatt that we will be adding in phase 1, phase 2.
Yeah, so it will be 6 megawatt in phase 1 and 6 megawatt in phase 2. The total WHRS is 12 megawatt. The new WHRS that we are putting up is 12 megawatt.
Okay, and the solar that we have done, so how that will happen? So what's the total?
Sir, may we request you return to the question to your follow-up questions, as there are several participants waiting for their turn.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Srimal from Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, what is the current status of Jorhat and Silchar plant?
So, for the Silchar plant, we have acquired the land. We have gotten the TORs from the MOF. We have a public hearing in a month's time. By October, we plan to start the erection of the plant. By next year, October, we plan to commission the plant. So, that is for Silchar. For Jorhat, we have applied for the MOU with the Assam government. We are, in 2 weeks' time going to log the land at which we will put a plant, on which we will put a plant. And we will then apply for EC. So, of course, Jorhat is going to take almost a year more than Silchar. So, if we are expecting Silchar to be commissioned by October next year, we expect Jorhat to be commissioned by October 2026.
Okay. And sir, what is the current status of AAC block that we were putting in Guwahati at a capital cost of 50 crore?
So that we should be able to commission by October this year.
Okay. So we will also be getting some incentive in setting AAC blocks?
Yeah. So there is a central benefit of GST, and also there is a SGST benefit from Assam. So we will be getting benefit from both the center and the state government in AAC blocks.
Okay. And sir, what has been our fuel mix this quarter?
The fuel mix, majority of the fuel has come from FSA and spot contracts from Coal India. So about 60% has come from there. About 20% was biomass, and about 20% was Nagaland coal.
Okay, sir. That's all from my side, and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, sir. This is Rajesh here. Good afternoon. First question on the demand front. Volumes. You mentioned that it will be, the 9 months. The full year volume growth would be lower than 20%. How is the demand currently in the September quarter?
The demand honestly is very subdued till even in quarter two. Again, that is mainly because of monsoon.
Yeah.
because in Northeast the monsoon has hit much more severely than in other states and compared to last year. But we do expect that as soon as monsoon subsides, we should see an uptick in demand because, you know, because of course, you know, the effect of monsoon, which is, which damages infrastructure, so we do see a demand from that side and also the general demand, which has been pent up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, from September onwards, we do see an uptick in the demand. That is what we are anticipating. But in terms of, you know, the growth in the market had degrown actually in quarter one for Northeast. It has degrown by about 8%. We still managed to grow by 3%. So there is definitely an increase in the market share that we see in Northeast market for us.
So Q2 also looking at the market to degrow, and for you, are you looking at, you know, July at least your volume should have been positive, or the monsoon would have impacted it negatively?
No, so in July we do expect a positive growth, you know, and I do not expect the market to degrow in a similar trend in Q2 as well, but there will not be a very good growth rate in the market for Q2 as well. So I do not see it be going by -8%, but I also do not see it going by 10%.
Okay. And you mentioned that around 30 crore was the incremental costing on account of clinker purchase. So you are mentioning the cost differential versus your own production?
Yes, the cost differential versus my own production.
Okay. So this you are expecting with the ramp up of your own capacity, this cost to get nullified.
Yeah, so this, in nature, it is like a one-time cost that I'm
correct.
Right? So, okay. And also there is about 6 crores of political donation, which is also one-time.
Right.
And there is also about 4 crores of, you know, incentives in projects and project-related expenditures on top of the 30 crores, which is also one-time. So overall, if you ask me, I see about 40 crores of cost, which is in nature one time.
Okay. And incentives also, which was around 10.11 crore, which you have booked in Q1. Now, this quarter, it will be available for the full quarter, right?
Yeah, it will be available for the full quarter. And we should see that this 10.9 crores would roughly start touching a number of 40 crores.
40 crores.
Quarters, yeah.
Okay, and that would be the run rate for subsequent quarters from the Assam unit?
Yeah, I think it will. It will, you know, this number of course depends on the sale also. So in quarter two, we do not expect as much sale. That's why we are expecting 40 crores. If quarter three and quarter four, which normally tend to be higher sales than quarter two, you know, so once that happens, then this number could also increase.
Okay. And you mentioned that, you know, in terms of this old kiln you will be retiring, or you know, will not be using. So you know, how much is the capacity? Are you looking to scrap it or just use it when demand is close to peak or when your utilization is close to peak?
No, so we don't plan to scrap anything. Mm-hmm. You know, because the plant is, it's not as efficient as a new kiln. It still, still meets the basic parameters of in the cement industry. And it's not that old, it's 18 years old. So in cement, you know, they can be operating for more 50 years also. So
this is line one, right? Around 0.8.
This is line one. Basically, so we are just going to, you know, close it for, we'll just close it for like 2-3 months. We all just want to, you know, fix it, you know, do some capex in it.
Correct.
You know, fix the cooler, heater and all those things just to make sure that, you know, we are making it efficient and bringing it to the current standards of how the kiln should be. For the last 3-4 years, we did not get the chance to do that because we always were in shortage of clinker. Now that we have an opportunity where we have surplus clinker, so we want to take this opportunity to kind of make our older kilns more efficient.
Okay. Okay. And is it the rains only that the AC blocks are now, you mentioned it is to be operational in end of this financial year? Did I hear it right?
No, it was in October, I said.
Achha, October AC blocks. So this is, as the last conversation, it is on track. Okay.
Yeah.
And there you will be, what sort of revenue you are looking at from this investment?
I don't think the revenue numbers are that much. I mean, I haven't taken it out, but it's about 750 CVM per day capacity selling at 4,000 rupees. So I don't assume that a lot of revenue is particularly expected out of this, especially at the start. It would be roughly about 20 lakhs, about 80 crores, 70 to 80 crores. But I think the profitability in AAC in Northeast, and given the synergies with Star Cement and the branding and the distribution channel, I think that works out very well. And particularly the market for AAC in Northeast is very good because the red bricks are not easily available in Northeast. They're costly. You know, the landed cost of red bricks is costly. So this is a very good product, environmentally friendly product, and also a product which in Northeast situation works very well. So, you know, so with that, you know, we do expect that, you know, we'll be able to make a good EBITDA margin on that 80 crores turnover that we make, basically. Okay. And we take this project as a, honestly, we take this project as a, not as a trial project, but we are just trying to venture into it. If it turns out well, as we expect it to, then we will set this plant in other areas in Northeast as well to have a good distribution of AAC blocks across Northeast.
Okay, great. Last two questions. First on the clinker plant, by when do you expect the incentives to start kicking? And fuel cost, 1.5 rupees, which is already lower by around 15-20 paisa Q&Q. Are there further savings possible on the, you know, consumption basis fuel cost?
So I don't think right now we can see a further decrease in the fuel cost. I don't see a further increase also. So I think it's going to broadly be around the same only, 1.5. And the clinker subsidy, you know, would also start partially kicking in Q2 and then fully kicking in Q3 and 4.
So could you quantify how much would that be Q3, Q4 onwards?
I expect it to be, I expect it to be about, I expect it to be about 13 to 14 crores.
Okay. Great. I'll come back in queue. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Naveen Sadeo from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, a couple of questions. Does any of our markets get impacted with, I mean, positive or negative because of the turmoil in Bangladesh?
No, not really. We haven't experienced it till now. I don't think our markets are very connected to Bangladesh. There's some cement which comes from Bangladesh to Northeast. Nothing goes to Northeast to Bangladesh. Something comes from Bangladesh to Northeast and Tripura markets and Agartala markets and all those markets. So I mean, if there is any positive impact, the positive impact could be that the cement stops coming.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was asking, positive or negative both.
Yeah, but like very minuscule amount comes, you know, in a year it's hardly like 1 or 2 lakhs, so it doesn't really make a difference that way. But and I can't predict, you know, if they will stop coming because Bangladesh may also stabilize in the coming weeks. So I don't know about that. But I don't see any negative. But I don't see a significant impact.
Understood. Second, my question was about the capex. So I think you mentioned that the capex that you plan to spend is about 835 crore for FY25. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So if you can just help get us a broad breakup of this 835 crore capex and also guide, give some indication for FY26.
Yes, sounds good. So 835. So I have to break it up. Out of that, we've already spent about 110 in quarter one. So the breakup is that we had to complete the silo and the crusher of line 2, the new clinker plant, which is of about 100 crores. We have to complete the WHRS, which is about 37 crores. We are investing in Silchar, so about 300 crores we expect to go in Silchar this year. We are investing in the AAC block, so about 55 crore for the AAC block, about 100 crores for the land, filling land, acquisition and for basic service in Jorhat. About 70 crores for the beta plugin, which is basically to get cheaper fly ash in containers rather than in open rigs. So that 70 crores is going there. And for group captive, which we have recently signed, which we are also notified, was about 23 crores. And in general operations, it was about 100 to 150 crores.
Right. So
this is a breakup of 835. So basically, out of the 835, 300 is going in Silchar, 100 is going in Jorhat, and then 100 is going in the clinker plant that we have installed and like completing like some sections of it, and about 37 is going in WHRS. And then there's AAC block and beta plugin and so on and so forth.
Yeah, got it. And how much?
In, we are anticipating about 172 crores in Silchar to complete the project. So we expect it to be completed in 472 crores in total, 300 this year, 172 next year. Jorhat, about 350 crores. So 100 this year, 350 next year. And about 40 crores in beta wagons and about 100 crores in operational capex. So overall it would be about 670 crores.
Understood. 630 crores for FY26 as much, right?
Yeah, 670 crores for FY26.
Yeah, understood. That's helpful. Lastly, regarding this group captive purpose, the group captive capex that you did, and 23 crore is being spent there. So if you can just give more details about what is the tie-up, what is the megawatt capacity contracted, how much power will we get, and also in the same breath, what savings can potentially be expected there.
Okay. So, I mean, in the group captive model, we have gone for an 18 megawatt group captive, which has about 70% CUF. In terms of the capacity, we are proposing to set up about 15 megawatt of solar capacity and about 32 megawatt of wind capacity. This is, of course, in tie-up with JSW. In this, we have, in the SPV, we have gotten about 30%. Ownership in the SPV, which makes it a group captive because the ownership has to be more than 26% for it to be eligible for group captive cross subsidy exemption. So this is broadly what we have done. As for the power that we generate, 18 megawatt is the capacity. 70% of that is expected on an average, right, per hour. So, that power would be going through majorly to Guwahati, in our grinding unit, because the power rates in Guwahati right now are very high. It is almost at about 7 to 7.5 rupees per unit, which has increased over the last few, last 1 year. So, we do expect a saving of about 2.5 rupees coming from, in power through that. And the overall saving that we expect of the 23 crore investment is about 22 crores per year. So the return on investment on this 23 crores is largely a year.
Understood. So 23 crore remains a one-time capex, or is there more capex required here and by when?
No, so I think the 23 crores is the only capex that is required from our side, as per the contract that we have signed. And the saving that we expect, and this rate, whatever rate we have fixed, is fixed for the next 25 years. And the saving that we expect each year would be about 22 to 24 crores.
Understood. And by when can we start factoring in these numbers, please?
So I think, it is, and contractually, it should be before 18 months. But we expect solar to come before, because solar plants are easier to set up and they're also quicker, panels are easily available. Wind would take about 18 months and solar would be before. So we expect the saving to come between 1 year to 1.5 years.
So second half 26 is where you are saying these numbers will start getting reflected, right?
Yeah.
helpful. Thank you so much. I think there are more questions. Operator, please take them. Thanks.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Uttam Kumar Srimal from Axis Securities Limited. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity again. Yeah, Manoj, this time our tax rate has been around 21%. And since this Guwahati grinding unit is eligible for lower tax rate, so this tax rate will, we will have a 21% tax or it will be, go higher from here?
No, but as far as, because the SCNEL will be, because the subsidy and all these things, if we have the subsidy, so that will, the major portion of the profit will be remaining in the lower tax rate. So I think that is the rate of 22%, approximately average 22% will continue, maybe for next 5-6 years, till we exhaust all our subsidy.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Two, three things. First, this quarter outside Northeast, the EBITDA per ton was how much?
This quarter outside Northeast, the EBITDA per ton was about 250 rupees.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And you mentioned that 12 to 13 rupees post June, the prices have declined in East in Northeast, how much it has declined?
It has declined in a similar trend in Northeast as well.
Okay, Northeast also it has declined. Okay.
Yeah.
And this clinker subsidy of 13 to 14 crores, this is per quarter or per year that we will be getting GST benefit?
Per quarter.
Okay. And our plan to reach 20 MTP by FY30, that remains intact. And in terms of the Rajasthan, we were looking at 4.5-5 MTP that we are planning by spending a 2,500 odd capex over next 3-4 years. So that remains the same. So broadly, why I'm asking is the overall, we were looking at 4,000 odd crore kind of a capex in next 3-4 years. So that remains the same.
Yeah, so I think the Rajasthan, that is still work in progress. We, are close to getting a mine there. Once we do, we will inform. And accordingly, we will then plan out our capex for Rajasthan and inform accordingly.
Okay. And in terms of the, for this year now, last time we were looking at to sell a clinker of 0.4, 0.5 million ton. So I think this quarter, I think it was a kind of a nil clinker. So in the remaining quarters, are we looking to sell some clinker?
Yeah. So we are, from Q2 onward, we will see that there is some clinker sold from Q2 onward. In quarter one, so we were in the other position where we were buying clinkers. You know, we bought about 1.5 lakh tons of clinkers. So, definitely we will see the other trend where we are selling clinkers. And that trend in Q2 will carry on from Q3 to Q3. And in Q4, you'll see a good uptick in clinker sale as well.
Okay. And then in terms of structurally, once the Dalmia's capacity will come up, and also even the JK Lakshmi is also looking to set up a plant there. So structurally for 3-5 years perspective, don't we think that that can have a kind of the way that we are across India, we are seeing the pricing pressure. Will that kind of a extra volume can have an impact on the pricing?
I don't see that happening, honestly. And I don't see, about JK Lakshmi, I do not see any movement on ground. I think it takes at least 4-5 years in Northeast to put up a plant. It's not that easy. Dalmia's plant is definitely coming. I think it will take a year or more from what I have understood. Whenever it does come, of course, there would be some pressure. Right? But then we also have to realize that there will be only two players who have expanded. The rest of the players in Northeast are smaller and they don't have any plans of expanding as of now on ground.
Oh.
So from that perspective, the competition will will of course increase because they also will get the plant, they will also want a share of the market, right? But overall, the competition is between 2 to 3 players, you know, for the expanded capacity, right? And for the increasing market. So I don't, well, I do think that of course the competition scenario will become more intense, but it will not be remotely as intense as it is right now in East or in South.
Okay. And lastly, Manoj sir, this depreciation 70 to 73 crore, will this continue or it will start declining from Q2?
We have capitalized the asset just because this is the full year because of stage one, and also the Guwahati unit has capitalized the full quarter depreciation is there. Maybe this year, maybe second phase will capitalize, then the depreciation will go up for a little bit this year. But after that, because we are in the WJ, written down value method, then the, from next year onward, it will get decreasing. But this year, it will go up maybe quarter 2, quarter 3, it will go up a little bit. But from 2 to next year onwards, it will decrease on a decreasing trend.
Okay, okay. Got it. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Naveen Sadhu from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. Two questions. This is apart from JK Lakshmi, I think sometime back, Ultratech also had done some, I think, signed up for an entity there. I'm forgetting the name. But there was some development from or intent from Ultratech to tie up with a local player there for a plant. And also, as per the info available on the Environment Ministry's website, another player called Megatop, where they had applied for a clinker expansion. So if you can just throw some light, if these players are seen doing or any activity, any buzz that you are aware of from these two players?
So, you know, Ultratech, of course, maybe on a lookout to get a mine. I don't think, what I know, I do not think that they have been able to identify a mine. And I think there is a long process even after you identify a mine, before you start setting up a plant. And after you acquire a mine. So I think there is a lot of time. I don't think they've selected a location, they've selected the mine, they bought the mine. I don't think all those things have happened. Megatop is definitely a local player who is attempting to put up a plant. From what I understood that, they're also having some difficulties from the MOF and from getting the public hearing cleared. And I do not expect their plan to be either commissioned or coming up in the next 3 years. So that is my expectation. Of course, if there's any other development which happens over time, then I will communicate accordingly.
Helpful. My last question was on the receipt of these incentives. So you said for this quarter, our benefits were just around 10.9, and next quarter we could see a significant ramp up. So these are, I just wanted to understand how do we plan to account them, in the sense these are on the actual receipt basis, or these are accrued and then they come with a lag?
No, it is always been accounted for in the accrual basis only. And there is no time lag because we have got in the past also we have received the GST benefit. Maximum is a 3 months is the maximum time which is time lag is there. Okay. So there is no such time lag because in GST, once we finish the entire procedure, then it will, every month we will file and maybe in a month we will get back the money. And in for IGST, clinker plant also we will get the quarterly return, and in the next quarter, we filing within 1 month we are getting the. So there is no such time lag, maximum 3 months time lag is there.
Understood. Helpful. Just one more question if I could slip in. You mentioned about the AAC block. Can I just request you to please repeat that? What is the revenue and EBITDA potential that you are looking at? I think you mentioned CAPEX is more like 155 crore there, right?
Yeah. No, I think I mentioned that the CAPEX is about 65 crores.
Okay.
65. Yeah, so CapEx is about 65 crores. The revenue I expect, you know, at about 80% utilization or 70% utilization, the revenue to be close to 60 to 70 crores per annum. I expect the EBITDA to be about 20% of the revenue.
Understood.
So it would be about 14, 15, 16 crores. That is right. And so I think the payback looks healthy. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Appears very healthy. Great, great. Thank you. Thank you so much and all the very best for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Milind S. Raginwar from BOB Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. This on the law. Hello.
Hello. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anji.
One thing is on the logistic cost, how would this move from here on? Will this be at the run rate level or we see some kind of an improvement in that once the new plant stabilizes? How could we look at this going forward?
I think the logistics cost in Q1 was of course a bit unstructured because there was clinker coming from outside and the movement was not usual, right? I think logistics cost should stabilize. Plus, we are also getting more fleet. You know, so earlier our return on our fleet was very good because our fleet we were able to provide both inward and backward return also we could provide. So we have seen that the fleet to have our own fleet has worked very well, and of course first to save cost directly and also to have a tab on the overall logistics cost, right? To have a control of price ceiling on how the logistics cost behaves. So we have bought more trucks which will be operational in Q2. And we will see the full benefit of it from Q3. So I do see that those things should have an impact on the logistics cost, especially the inward cost, the inward logistics cost, which is basically cash and clinker.
Okay. And did I hear that your overall EBITDA from the other than Northeast? Can you just please confirm that? I probably missed it.
Overall EBITDA other than Northeast. Can you repeat that question?
Yeah, I was just thinking that you said that it's about 250 rupees something other than Northeast EBITDA.
Yeah.
In the earlier questions when you were answering.
Yeah, EBITDA per ton is 250 rupees. Yeah.
250. Okay, just confirming that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Thanks. Thanks for this.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today's call. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So, I thank you so much for joining the call, and thank you for the questions. They were very detailed and they definitely help us put the company in the right perspective for the investors. And we do look forward to better and more, more detailed calls in the future and calls where the company has done better and what it has in Q1.
Thank you.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.